Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with B. Victorious. He's just released a fantastic new record. It is called Too Hard, A Force to Resist, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, doing well. It's a good day so far and really appreciate the interview. Great to
Yeah,
meet you too.
great to meet you. I'm super excited to do this. I feel that good music deserves to be talked about, and what better a record than this? Obviously, I've had the chance to listen to this a few times through, and truly, like, not to fully blow your ego up, but it's gotten significantly better as I've listened more. I feel that a lot of things have gotten uncovered, and it's even allowed me to sort of like break down the lyrics a little bit. But the first thing that I want to talk to you about is like, what is this record about? Is it an overarching concept record in terms of stories, or are they individual stories that have nothing to do with each other?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the comment. My ego is like really high now, so we can
Good,
just end the
good.
interview right here. But no,
Everyone needs a boost in their life, let me tell you.
I agree with that, and I really appreciate the boost.
You're
So I'm glad you
welcome.
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
No, I mean the con there is no concept per se behind the entire album. The songs were written as just separate songs, but I will say I put a lot of time and energy into the sequencing of the songs to make sure that the track list
Yes.
was going to flow the way that I wanted to listen to a record. So what I kind of did was I envisioned myself buying an album, whether it be on CD or whether it be on record, vinyl, and how would I want to hear the songs? And that's how I put this together. So there were a few changes that were made along the way.
Oh, I'm sure there was a thousand changes that were made
Just a
along the way.
few.
Yeah.
Just a few of them. No, there were a ton. But I think in the end, which really goes to what you were saying, I really like the way it sounds together. So it really kind of flows, and that's what I was looking for.
Nice. I love that. And honestly, like, that's something that I always look for in terms of an album experience, as opposed to just like a single or an EP or something like that, is like, it has to flow not only in terms of sound and message, but just the energy as well. You can't have, six high-powered songs and then six, sort of not necessarily relaxing songs, but like, you know what I'm saying? It has to be kind of like a wave of emotion. And I feel that you've really portrayed that nicely here.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's something that I feel that is super important that not a lot of people pay attention to. They front load the album, like, here's all the best songs, and then here's sort of the filler in the back. It can't be like that.
I don't like I, when I buy an album, if it's that way, I listen to it once or twice, I'm done. And I was not
Right.
going for that here. I was trying to go for, like, I remember when I would buy like these really super powerful albums, they always start off with a good hard-hitting song. We'd have a couple in a row, maybe slow it down a little to get everyone back to this, okay, we're good again, and then hit them back up with the hard tempo. And that's what I was going for with
Yes.
really doing that sequencing, interplacing those, the ballads with the harder rocking, with the more kind of middle tempo stuff, and ending on a really kind of like an introspective note. So
A
that's what I was going
hundred
for.
percent. It's so, I'm so happy you even pay attention to that. I also feel it's similar to like a concert. You can't come out with the hits that everyone knows, because then, yeah, you're going to have an empty room. But if you
Right.
sort of bring it up and down and up and down, it's the same thing with an album. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you for noticing. I appreciate it because I
Welcome.
really went for that, and I'm glad that you
Good.
were there to hear that. I'm gonna hope that
Absolutely.
everyone else realizes that too.
I think they will. The next thing I'd love to know about is like, what is, I guess, like the concept behind this band? Is it just you? Is this a solo project, or do you have any outside help in terms of like the production or instrumentation?
So it was all me doing
Damn, really?
everything, all
Wow,
me.
okay.
So I did all the songwriting, all the lyrics, all the music. I did all the music, played all the music. I did all the vocals, did all the backup vocals. I did the production, I did the mixing, and I did the mastering all myself. I have a home studio, so it
Jeez,
kind of
man.
helps.
Busy guy
And
over here.
it took a lot of
Like,
time because,
yeah.
when it's just you don't have anyone to put the
Yeah,
burden
man.
onto. So I guess you can blame me if you don't like it because it's all me. But if you
That's
love it, I
okay.
guess you can props to you. It's always great.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was all me. And then, but when I decide I'm doing some live stuff, it's not going to probably be all me because there's
Yeah.
no way to be able to clearly
No.
play every instrument and do the singing at the same time.
No, that's how it
But
goes right there.
yeah. But it was all good. It was fun to do it.
Insanely impressive. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And from what I understand, this is a pretty major sonic shift from what you were doing in the past compared to what you're doing now. Like, from what I know, you were definitely dabbling in hip hop before. You've got a ton of albums under a different artist moniker. So there has to be a story.
Is a story. I grew up listening to all kinds of music. I really think that if you listen to only one type of music, you're really limiting yourself both musically and in life. Oh, yeah. And there's experiences again from every genre of music. So I grew up with rock. I grew up with pop. I grew up with hip hop.
Yeah.
And so in R&B and stuff like that. So under my King BAV moniker, I have 8 albums I put out. Which everyone can find everywhere. They're on every sure. major streaming service out there. And so I really got into that. You know, I did this again, the same thing, all the writing, all the producing, everything. On like the last 6 albums were all me and yeah. with some duets and things like that, yeah. but it was all good. Some features. And then I decided, you know what? I would really not like myself if I just stayed with one form of music. I always wanted to do a rock album, and so I said, now's the time, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I did, and I've been writing songs since I was 12, so the songs weren't an issue. And not to say these songs are from when I was 12, because they're not. I mean, okay. these are all newer songs, but I've been writing lyrics forever. And so basically, I said, it's time. And so I did the rock stuff. I have 13 songs that I wrote, and I recorded a whole bunch more, but 13 songs for this album, and said, it's time to do this. So it's a major shift in a way, but my songwriting's the same. Like, I told stories in my hip hop. I tell stories in these songs as well. There's either a lesson or a story in every one of these songs. And that's what I like listening to. Sure, they're fun songs. That's not, you know, I'm not saying, oh, they're boring because you get a story out of each one,
of
but they're fun and they really have high energy and I get to tell my stories with them. So while it's a sonic shift from hip hop to rock, it's not that much of a shift in my writing. And I really, when I listen to it, because you listen to it as you do it. And then when you get the CD and you plop it in to really hear how it sounds, it's like, oh, wow, it really turned out better than I thought I did.
Right.
So
you surprise yourself 100%.
Totally.
That's wild to me. It's like, I think a lot of artists over time, and obviously people have different projects and side projects and whatever. It's like, yeah, you know, we went from hip hop to R&B, or we went from, you know, R&B right. to pop, and we started infusing, and then suddenly released an album that was like a hybrid of the past 2 albums. You've gone a complete 180 here, which for me is kind of unheard of, but it's also like spectacular in the way that your experience has kind of brought that on. So I
well,
guess
thank
this
you.
Is, yeah, you're welcome. It's not necessarily, I guess it is a question, but it's like, okay, you've released 8 albums of hip hop. What are some things that you took from that chunk of time in your life that you put to this record? Maybe even in terms of like the recording or the writing or like the beat production or the arrangements. Like, I don't even know how you would go about it.
Well, so I always try to infuse, instead of when I did hip hop, just doing straight drum machine and doing
okay.
you know, straight like bass. I always try to infuse some guitar into there and really make it a little more exciting. Because the hip hop I grew up on was like that more energized hip hop back
sure.
in the day, the LL Cool J, Ice-T,
yeah.
that whole kind of genre of hip hop with the OGs and everything. And so it was always more storytelling and putting in that. So when I did this, I've learned a lot, both from recording, because, you know, I do all the recording myself.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work. So that helped. And just really said, I want to do powerful guitar stuff on this album and really just have, again, there's ballads on here because I think you need to have those. But it's just such a high energy album that I took a lot of that from the hip hop and some of my performances I did live when I was doing the hip hop stuff. I really put into this. So when I recorded it, I was really kind of pretending I was on stage also to give a little more high energy to the vocals when
go.
I was doing that. For me, the lyrics come pretty easily. Honestly, I could probably write an entire album in like a week lyrically.
Oh, damn. Okay.
It's the music that takes me longer
yeah.
because I'm not really trained in music. So it's what sounds good to me and then playing it so it sounds like it fits.
Sure.
And a lot of trial and error, obviously, with that. But, you know, I have a couple of guitars in each song for the most part. I got my bass, got the drums, and then it all just kind of interfused perfectly that way. And it just kind of went. So it's kind of learning what sounded good from one genre and then just really using the high energy into this genre. But again, I grew up on rock. I went to rock concerts all the time. I still do. And so I listened. There's a lot of listening to my favorite bands when putting this album together as well to kind of just get a sense of what they were doing. And I don't know, like I said, it's just once I get in that creative flow, it goes. And so I was recording songs like 2-3 songs a day at points. I was lyrically writing like 3-4 songs a week at points. And even the music, when I got that going, I'm like, oh, well, let me go to this song. This sounds good here. It doesn't sound good in this song. So there were times where I'd have like 2 or 3 songs going at one time and coming back to other ones to really put it together. And like I said, it turned out really well in the sense that I have way more songs than I needed to have for this album. And so quite honestly, I've got two more albums worth of material ready to go after this one. But I don't want to rush that because I really love how this came out. So
totally. No, you got to let the albums breathe. And
absolutely. I want everyone to hear this. And that was my thing. When I did it, I said, you know what? This album, I want everyone to hear. I want everyone to see that there's versatility. But it was like my labor of love for this album. And I really wanted that rock album to come out.
See, that's the thing is like, I'm lucky enough to have the opportunity to speak to a lot of different types of artists. And whenever we get to the conversation of, you know, what are you influenced by? Hip hop, pop, rock, but they only make one kind of music. You can kind of sort of tell that it's like they're not jealous of other people, but they're never fully comfortable in what they're making. They always wish that they could pivot and do something else. And I truly feel like what you're saying is inspirational to people that are like, listen, you're the one that's spending the time and the money and the energy to put out music. If it's not something that you're happy with, if it's not something that you'd want to pop on in the car, why are you spending the time? You can't make music to appease people. If you want to take hip hop and put it on the back burner and make an all out rock album, like you should be able to do that. And it should be inspirational to artists everywhere that it's like, you can kind of do whatever you want and there's no rules. That's the fun part of being a musician.
I certainly hope so. And that's a good point. I certainly hope so. And that's also why I went for a different moniker. I didn't want to confuse people with the King B.A.V. name and think everyone thinks, oh, it's another rap album or hip hop album.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden they turn on, they hear this electric guitar starting off with the drums. It's like, whoa, hold on a second. What's this?
Right.
So that's why I went for the whole Be Victorious thing, because it's totally different. And I mean, people who like the hip hop are going to like this too, but it's just a totally separate entity on its own.
That's so wild. Obviously this record is, you know, very much rooted in rock, but I find that it has a lot of like classic tones in the guitar. Like there's kind of a resounding sound that comes through it, which perfectly links the songs from one to the other. But I'd love to hear from you, like, how are you describing this album? Like when people ask you, what did you make? How are you pitching it in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I made what is a classic rock album with modern sounds as well, and trying to put out really good music that people will hopefully be playing for years to come and not just, oh, it sounds like something from 2024 or whatever. The goal here is to make it last, and that's what I was really going for. And so there's various songs, as you know, because you heard it. The first single, I Do What I Do, is kind of like your classic harder edge rock, stylish kind of song. And then there's a song on here called Going Broke, or Being Broke, excuse me, Being Broke. And it's really more of a kind of a bluesy kind of soundy kind of song where it's just really about where someone's down and out and how would they live their life that way? And it's basically a concept of, hey, if you got a friend, you're good. It's if you don't have friends, you're in trouble. But having a friend, even if you're broke, you've got something in your life. And so there's so many different styles. The last song on the album, History of My Life, is basically kind of autobiographical in a way, but it's really very introspective. So I really tried to put various styles on here. So the first three songs, really the first four songs, are going to hit you pretty hard and go into, you know, that, okay, I'm ready. And by the fourth song, Conversation, that I love that song. I mean, that's my first ballad you're going to hear on the album. And it's really this about, okay, well, we've got this relationship, but it's not really going anywhere. And maybe, in fact, it's almost over kind of thing. So where are we going to go and bring this back? And so, you know, that's really my goal. Here's the album right there. But Conversation for One, fourth track. You have your three hard-hitting songs. Now you bring it down. And that song, this is where you try different things. So that song actually started off as just a piano piece with no guitar. It was piano, it was bass, and a very low drum. And then I'm like, you know, I felt it, but I needed a little more to it, because it's really, as the song progresses, I try to make the music go with it. And so I added some guitar and some harder drum to it. And I think it really pulled it off a lot better than just having a piano piece on it. And maybe, hey, maybe it's a B-side later, because I have that piano piece song. Yeah. And you never know, bonus track. But right. But I just think it's a variety of songs that as a whole fit really well together. Raging Nightmare is one of those songs. I really love that song. Okay. And it's got a really hard hitting guitar that goes with it, but it starts off kind of slow with like the vocal, and then it just gets really hard into the chorus. And so I don't know. I mean, just 13 songs that fit really well together about various topics. Yep. But when you put them together as an album, they flow really well, I think.
That's
and
the thing. Is
that's
it's
what
like,
I was going
it's tough,
for.
Man, it's tough to do that, especially on the emphasis of singles that sound nothing like each other nowadays. It's like the album that's experience feels like a lost art in a way. Obviously, it's still happening and people are putting out records, but like, it's few and far between. And so when you listen to this from start to finish and you just kind of sink into it, man, it's like riding the wave of whatever you're putting out. It's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that, because that's what I was going for. Like I said, each single, and there's at this moment in my mind, there's four singles that are going to come out. The first one's already out.
Okay.
I Do What I Do. But then I think the next single is probably going to be Why Do You Yearn For More? I think that's the next single. I have a music video ready on that one. There was a music video already out for I Do What I Do. Then we're going to do Conversation for One.
Nice.
And the ballad, that's going to come out eventually. And then also, I'm thinking we're going to go with Raging Nightmare. And I think Raging Nightmare might be the third single, and then Conversation for One, the fourth. Kind of like on the album, how the ballad's a fourth song. Yeah. It's probably going to end up being the fourth single / video.
Very cool. I have a couple more questions for you. I want to know, are there plans to get out there and play these songs live? I know it's easier said than done because you got to put a band together, but is there anything in the works on that end?
I am totally open to doing that. Cool. I'm looking at stuff. Absolutely. The airplay stuff is first. I want to get this out there to enough people so they can hear it. And then there's that desire for me to play it live. I would love to play the album live, or not the full album, but, you know, play the songs for people. Getting a band together would be the next step on this, clearly. And then playing it wherever people want to hear me play it. Absolutely.
Very cool. All right. It's in the works. And if it happens, please let me know. I'll make my way down to San Diego. Love that.
I appreciate that.
And so basically, to wrap things up, I'd love to know here, for the person that is going to discover you from this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your record for the first time?
I would say that get ready for rock. Get ready for understanding the stories, and like you said, listening to it through several times to really get the points that are being made, because there's a lot of undertones in there, both vocally, lyrically, and musically, that you're not going to hear the first time you go through it. And I just really made this album as a labor of love for me, But as a fan, what I would really want to hear in this year, pulling out a new album, what would I want to hear growing up with such great albums from, like, you know, Bon Jovi and Def Leppard and all the Journey and all those groups that we all grew up loving and listening to, and even new groups like Hailstorm, who I love. And I try to interweave all that to this. So my message to fans is just give it a few listens and really get into the feeling and the spirit of it. Because I made this album for you, the real fans of music, to really enjoy. So I really hope everyone does enjoy it.
That's awesome, man. That's on. And like I said, it's inspiring to know that you've done this. You've put it out. You did it all by yourself with living a normal life. Like, it's just amazing to me. Listen, I want to
totally
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but I also want to plug this record before we wrap up here. So for anyone that didn't know, I'm speaking with B. Victorious. The record is called Too Hard, A Force to Resist. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along, and obviously stay tuned for much more in the works, whether it be more music or a live show or any other surprises up your sleeve. I'm ready for it, and I'm really excited for people to hear this record.
Well, thank you, Austin. I really appreciate that. It's been a pleasure doing this meeting with you and talking to all the fans out there. You can find me in every social media. Also, I should plug that probably. I'm on Instagram.
It'll all be on there. But
oh, perfect.
Please,
Twitter,
yeah.
X, and all that for everyone. So, and I love to talk to the fans. I'm very open. So if anyone wants to, like, have conversations out there, here I am.
Amazing. I love the open dialogue. It's really important because, you know, people want to resonate with the people that, you know, write those lyrics and make that music. So thank you for saying that.
Absolutely.
All right. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon. This was awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.